All righty. Hey, welcome everybody to our March 11th conference call. We do these calls every single Friday morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. They are recorded, but encourage you to be on live. I know we got a lot of brand new agent partners on the call for the first time, so welcome and congratulations for being on the call. Hope y'all enjoyed a little bit of Eye of the Tiger this morning for those that were on early to kind of get our heads right and get motivated for the day. But I want to jump right into it. Want to make real quick announcement. Want to make sure I'm covering this regularly just for anybody that is kind of new to joining or hadn't heard on the call. But we do have our next live event. We're calling it the SLG Family Reunion. It is going to be on August the 5th and 6th. If you go to SLG Team, go to the resources page, you'll see a link where you can register for the event. You can reserve your hotel rooms, at no cost to get your rooms reserved. But I would encourage you, if this is a business that you're planning to be in for the next 6 months, then I encourage you to be there. It's going to be a great event. We're doing it for you guys because we want to add value in every way we can, and we feel like getting together in person periodically is important, and we all can benefit from each other. So I want to make sure and mention that. I'll throw it in Slack again just so people just to make sure you have the link. But it is on SLG Team. Want to give a shout out to Mr. Jeff Brown out in Utah. Just under $23,000 this week. And premium and with one of our new agent partners, we'll be talking a little bit more about some of this, but he 23,000 is a very good month for most agents. I know a lot of you would love to have even 23,000 a month, but it's a fantastic week. So definitely worth celebrating Jeff for that. So I want to give Jeff a big shout out. Got to give Mr. David Toms a shout out for a $7,400 day. Over $6,700 on one single $4 lead. It was a husband and wife, a final expense premium with Royal Neighbors, but $7,400 day, one day this week. David always has great weeks, great days, but that's a pretty amazing accomplishment. You think about that, a lot of agents, again, would be excited to some agents, writing $7,000 in a month is for part-time agents is great. That's a single day. So big shout out to Jeff, big shout out to David. Just want to give those highlights. Don Clement, man, I want to give you a shout out for the momentum that you've got going in your business. I can see it. I know you're excited about leveling up and it's evident. So just keep doing what you're doing. Just wanted to give you a shout out. And I want to give a shout out to Jason Schaefer, part of our team, and all that you're doing. I know a lot of you are benefiting from his support, and I really appreciate you, Jason, as well as, wearing the agent hat and writing the business that you're writing. So I just, and also my good friend, Mr. Craig Williams, man, just everything that you're doing to be part of the team and the value you're bringing. I just want to make sure and continue to recognize you for that. So I want to jump right into the call, and I'm excited to share this. Hopefully it can come across the right way. With these calls, our goal is to give everybody different nuggets to help you get a little bit better. And sometimes maybe it can come across as a little bit challenging, but that's, I feel like, part of our job too. Like we have to, we want to provide information that sometimes can create a little bit of tension to help people make a little bit better decisions about their business. So I hope all this comes across the right way, but I want to talk about three different types of agents that I kind of see, and I want you to think about, yourself and kind of self-evaluate. But what I find with people in this business is people pretty much fall into three categories in terms of how they approach their business. And this is your business. I want to make sure, anybody that's on this call, you're an independent agent. This is your business. We're just here to partner with you and help you scale and grow, whatever that is for you. But from my experience, a lot of people everybody falls into three categories. One is going to be what I would call a spare time agent. Another is a part-time agent. And then you have a full-time agent. We have very, 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 very few what I would classify as a full-time agent. I want to kind of explain this a little bit. But But a lot of people fall in that spare time category. And so I just want to kind of talk through what that looks like and for you to make your own evaluations about where you are. But I want to make sure and emphasize, we love and welcome everybody, because I just love the fact that this is an equal opportunity for the right to become unequal, right? At the end of the day, it is up to, we don't know who's going to make the decision that where it flips and goes and does the work. It's not even about talent. I have not seen hardly anybody fail at this business that's consistently stayed at it on a part-time basis, right? Life takes people different directions, and that's life. But really, as far as failing at the business, but it is easy to fail in the spare time category. So I just want you to know, we appreciate everybody. We welcome people. If people want to be a part and want to wait, I don't care if it takes 5 years to make a decision, a commitment to the business, great. But at the end of the day, it's important that people are honest with themselves. And I'll just say this, if I was hiring someone, or when we hire someone to work in our office, let's say as an employee agent, now that's different, right? We can't afford to employ agents that are working for us, that we're providing, you know, lots of resources and things to. We can't afford to have spare time employees, right? But our model is with independent agents. It's your choice, right? We're just here to support you and help you. But it is important to be honest with yourselves, to self-evaluate and take ownership. And one of my mentors that I learned a lot from at a young age, one of the things that he always said is that if there was an 11th commandment, it would be, thou shalt not fake thyself out. And I think so many times we're all guilty of faking ourselves out. And I know, like, you know, I've been working really, really hard, you know, at health and eating and really have been making a lot of changes and been at this for a while. And still, though, I'm not fully, you know, I'm obviously, you know, not getting where I want to be just yet. And I was, my wife, you know, nothing like your spouse to keep you from faking yourself out. But she's like, Rich, you're still, you know, you might be doing great all day and have all this discipline, but you're still eating, you know, cookies or brownies a lot of nights. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. She pointed out the obvious, but sometimes we don't see the obvious in ourselves. And the reality is, I was over at my mother-in-law's last night, and she's a fantastic cook, and I had done perfect all day. And then she made this big plate of cookie brownie deliciousness things. And I can't say I only ate one bite of it, right? And so the point is, you know, I don't want to fake myself out. I'm doing very good, but I have a lot of room for improvement. And I think it's important that you're like that with your business as well. So, you know, spare time, it really doesn't work in anything in life. And so I think this is why it's important to know what it looks like, because we're putting too much pressure on this business to think that it's going to deliver amazing results doing it 100% in our spare time. Doesn't mean you can't get some results. Doesn't mean you can't get, you know, make some money at it. But sometimes what happens is people fall in the spare time category, but then get disappointed that the business is not working, when really nothing works when we do it in our spare time, right? It just doesn't. Working out in our spare time doesn't work. You know, if you go get a job and say, I'll show up when I want to in my spare time, we're going to get fired. And so, the way I like to think about this business is that this business is really pretty easy to do. It really is. It's not, you know, it's easy to do, but it's very, very easy not to do it as well. And therein lies the challenge, because it's easy to do, it's easy not to do. And so I want to kind of talk about what I believe a part-time agent looks like. Okay, again, it's your business, but I'm talking someone that literally is working their business part-time. And for me, what I believe that is, and these are the agents that always succeed in this business, is one, is it's consistent weekly fresh leads. Now, you might order leads for 2 weeks, you know, at a time, or 3 weeks, whatever, but I'm talking freshly coming in. If someone orders fresh leads and then they don't get more fresh leads for 3 weeks or even a month, you know, am I even getting into what type of lead or age or it doesn't even matter. But if the leads are that sporadic, that is going to be, in my mind, a very spare time agent. There's too much inconsistency, right? So one is going to be leads, and where our money goes tells us a lot about where our commitment is. And so as an independent agent, what I consider a part-time agent who will always succeed in this business if they stay with it, is going to be a consistently getting leads. Now, that's why we offer. I mean, because I have such a heart for – I want everybody to win at this. I mean, we have $1 leads that are incredible, and our model doesn't even work if everybody does that. But the idea is that, hey, that takes away any excuse for someone. Like Marlene, you're a hero of mine because I know you got a lot going on, but you consistently – every single week, you know, you're putting some leads in and you're consistently getting some sales. You're staying consistent with your business. And so we have options to where anybody can afford to do it, right? And then hopefully the goal is to scale up so you can produce at a higher level. But it is got to be consistent leads coming in, or in my mind, you really fall into a spare time type of category. The second thing you measure, one is your leads. The second thing is your dials. And again, you won't get a call from me saying, hey, bud, you know, you've only made an average of 30 dials in the past month. I'm not going to do that because this is your business. It's your choice. If I was your boss and you were an employee, we would do that. But that's just not the culture that we have. It's your business about whether you want to do it or not. But in my mind, I'm just going to tell you, if someone doesn't average 500 dials a week, you're falling into the, I mean, it doesn't have to be exact. You're 488 or whatever, but if someone is at 100 dials a week or 200 dials a week, it's just very, very spare time. And I'll tell you, 500 dials to put it in perspective, it takes 4 hours and 15 minutes to make 500 dials, right? It's 30 seconds a dial. And sometimes some dials, you know, it's not even 30 seconds, but 30 seconds a dial, that's 250 minutes. That's 4 hours and 15 minutes of dial time. So that means that if I make 500 dials a week, I've only dialed for 4 hours and 15 minutes, which leaves me 16 hours, an additional 16 hours to quote and write apps to still be part-time. So that's kind of breaking down the numbers. Like if you know, and this again, you know, we have agents, for example, that they've made about 500 dials this year. Well, that's very, 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 very spare time. Great. We love everybody. Again, it's whatever. I just want people to understand, to get results in this business, we're not being fair to the business if we are expecting to get results making 20 dials a day or 30 dials a day, right? And what it looks like for most people is, and this is where we tend to fake ourselves out, it's like me being really, really good for 2 days eating and then being horrible for a week, right? That's faking ourselves out. Say what the reason this becomes tricky is because what people will sometimes do is they'll jump into the business, get all excited, and they'll make 100 dials or they'll make 150 dials in a single day. And in their mind, they've been doing that for weeks now, when maybe they only did it for 1 or 2 days. So the way you need to evaluate yourself is you need to go to your, you know, you need to check your own numbers, go to reports, go to your call log and run a report. Look how many dials you've made this entire year. If you've been at this for a month, see if you've done it. So a good goal, if you want to be a part-time, if you want to have a real legitimate part-time business, look at it over a month. Did you hit 2,000 dials? It's very, very rare. I can't recall someone that doesn't start making sales on a very consistent basis, making 2,000, 2,500 dials. And that's still, you know, that's still part-time. But you can do very, very well at this. You know, full-time for me, full-time you're scaling. And again, very few people maybe even want to do this, because the cool thing about our business is you can make an incredible income doing this part-time. You know, I haven't been really full-time selling. I separate my hats because I do have different roles trying to continue to grow SLG and everything. You know, I don't even consider myself full-time last month based on my dials, I mean, I just wasn't. I wrote a little under, and I'm trying to point about me, but, you know, I wrote almost 30,000 in production, and I would not put myself in not in any way quite to the full-time category. Now, I was an aggressive, consistent part-time last month to do that, but you know, I believe anybody can write 10, 15,000 a month in this business doing it what I consider part-time. But not spare time. And that's therein lies the difference, right? And so, you know, the full-time person is going to be, you know, challenging and scaling themselves on leads. And, you know, David, and they're going to be making in the neighborhood of 1,000 dials a week. David does more than that. He does way more dials than 1,000. I mean, but at a minimum, he's going to do 4,000 dials in a month. But again, he writes a ton more business. And so, yes, he's extremely talented, but this has been, you know, he's been consistently doing that, you know, as have I, not to the same degree, but consistently building the business. When we went, what David and I consider full-time in telesales, when we lost our income and we went all in on this, I mean, there was not a single week we didn't make $1,000, not one single week for a solid year. I mean, we didn't even and I'm not saying look at us. I'm just saying that's what full-time is in this business. I mean, we were, you know, that's where we developed that mindset of always be dialing. And so, you know, it's a couple great examples. I want to give some shout outs. I mean, Scott Poole, incredible. Scott, you know, I love you shared in Slack yesterday. You know, Scott has been dealing with some things. I'm not going into his whole story, but he's been dealing with a whole bunch of distractions in life and all that. And so he got himself into that spare time category. The difference was every time I talked to Scott never said, "Oh man, I'm frustrated. The business isn't working." Scott said, "Hey, don't give up on me. I'll be back." Because when anytime Scott works this business part-time, he's writing 15, 20 apps a month, right? Making, you know, he's going to win at this business, but sometimes life can distract, and I get that. So that's not condemning or anything like that. But the reason I respect Scott is that never one time was it, "Oh, I just don't know if this works," because Scott recognized the fact that his effort to his business was spare time. But as soon as makes that part-time commitment, the business starts working. You know, John Mantu's the same way. John's got a lot of other businesses, a lot of things going. There are times and lately, you know, where John might get a little bit distracted, but John doesn't say, "Oh man, the business stopped working." John recognizes the dials. It's 100% tied to that. If anything, John's like, "I can't believe I still," because John still will make sales, but he's like, "I can't believe how good this business is." But at the end of the day, by the time the year's out, John, like always, you'll end up being a six-figure producer, because when he puts the part-time commitment into it, he's gonna write a bunch of business. So I hope this is making, you know, sense. I mean, the truth is, it's not even about talent at all. It's not. And the talent comes from doing the effort. But it's the 80-20 rule totally applies. I mean, 80% of the people really treat this business more in the spare time category. And again, a lot of them, they're not even on this conference call, right? Because they're not going to take the time to tune in. And then but the few, right, the 20%, really less than that, create 80% of the results, but it's because they're doing the activity. And so my big question for you, and again, you evaluate where you are. This is just, I'm just sharing it. I'm just trying to lay the facts out there. If you want to get results, make a part-time commitment to your business. I'm not even saying a full-time. Make a part-time commitment to your business, right? For those of you that have been making a part-time, you want to level up and you want to do it this full-time, then make a full-time commitment. Go all in, but let your dials tell the truth. Don't fake yourself out. Let your dials tell the story, right? Let your lead purchases and your dials, that tells everything. And you don't even have to tell it. Like, evaluate yourself. All you got to do is look at your bank account, look at your lead purchases, and look at your dials. That tells where you fit, right? Now, and then we want to help, though. If you're doing that, we want to do everything we can to make sure you're getting results. But here's what I'll tell you. You will get results. You will. And so my big question is, you know, what keeps – If you're in that spare time category, what is it that's keeping you from making that commitment, right? Is it life? And maybe you're going through some life stuff, totally understand that, right? I mean, that life happens, right? Is it just distractions? Is it things that you need to change, or distractions that's keeping you, when you reflect back and say, "Why didn't I work my business this week?" Right? Because that's the big key for a lot of people. Is it fear? Is it fear to make the dials? What I find, what can often be the case with me is, or is it, is deep down, is it fear of making a full commitment and putting in the effort, because then you know deep down you have nothing to blame it on but yourself. And I'm speaking from experience in my own life. Oftentimes, it's like you don't. If you really are honest, if I'm really honest with myself, sometimes, you know, in my own life, I can remember holding back on something because I just deep down realized if I really committed and I didn't make it, then I had nothing to. Then I had nobody to blame but myself. But if I didn't give it my all, I could always say, ah, I didn't give it my all, right? And you know, I know it gets a little bit heavy, but that oftentimes it's things like that. But all I'm challenging you is, if you want this business to work, make a part-time commitment to it. That's it. And be your own account. I mean, we'll be accountable if you want to be, but we're not a culture that calls and slams you for not making dials. I'm just not going to do it. I respect everybody. And I want people to be where they want to be. And if that's being a part of it and building this in your spare time, I celebrate you and I'm happy for you. But if you want the income results and you want to grow your business, then ultimately you got to make a commitment. You got to make a part-time commitment at a minimum to really get some traction and get results in this business. And anybody on this call can write $10,000 a month in business. Any one of you can do that on a part-time basis, but a consistent, real part-time basis, not spare time. So, hey, with that, David, I'm going to turn the call over to you. Sorry I went a little bit long, but turning the call over to you.
Hey, knocked it out the park, and I'm going to piggyback right off of what Rich said. And, you know, it's about the commitment, right? And for me, and Rich and I both, we teach what we know and what we've experienced. We try to always steer away from teaching theory and method, right? Because we want to do things that we know with absolute certainty works. We're in the trenches type of agents, right? Same thing with all of you. When we first started, like Rich said, hey, you know what? Our income got taken away. Boom, just like that, out of nowhere. We had kids, a family to feed with no way of generating income like we were used to. But you know what? Success does not care about your excuse. Success does not care about your circumstance, right? When you're faced with an adversity or a decision, it comes down to what are you willing to put into to make it work, right? Like he said, a part-time commitment, but I'll back it up with an absolute full-time effort. Whether the part-time is 2 hours a day, commit, and you're full throttle when you're in that moment, right? Tiger Woods, I mentioned this in Slack, gave his Hall of Fame speech on Wednesday. I'm a huge fan of his, as I am with most people in greatness, in terms of his professional life. And he had a quote, and it is now burned in my head, because even his daughter said it as she was introducing him. You train hard, and you fight easy. You bust it when no one's looking. You work at it when no one's watching. You study it when no one cares, right? And you pursue it when everybody thinks you can't do it. You put the hours in that are required to be successful. Everybody has a different time frame. Everybody learns differently. We have different skill sets, natural abilities. But we all got a fire inside of us. So how do you get yourself going? Sometimes people ask, you know, what keeps you motivated? My fuel. And I have a lot of different ways, but the fuel, what is your fuel? What gets you going, right? Tiger Woods, greatest golfer arguably of all time, was, you know, for those who don't know him, he's black, right, and Asian. He wasn't even allowed in to certain country clubs when he was coming up. I can't even fathom that. I'm so disconnected from it. And Tiger said during his speech, you know, it drove me. It made me want to be the best. He said, anytime that happened, I gladly walked out to the parking lot, put on my shoes. I walked up and I only had two questions. Where's the first tee box and what's the course record? That's the mentality of a champion and somebody I can get behind and follow, because he understands instead of using that to hold him back and be an anchor, which is human nature, how could you not, being discriminated against, he allowed it to light a fire under his ass and get out there and become the best golfer the world's ever seen. And that's something that doesn't motivate me. It does motivate it, but motivation can fade. What it does is it inspires people. It inspired a total new generation of golfers, of business people. I include myself in that because I said, look at what he went against. Why am I complaining that I have a $300 credit card bill? And, there's perspective, right? He used it. That's one of his examples of his fuel, right? His mom got a second mortgage out because they were all in. Could you imagine the pressure as a teenager knowing your family is completely dependent on you? It's either succeed or file for bankruptcy and putting your family in to a tremendous financial burden. That's fuel. He used it. He didn't excuse it, right? Same thing in our business, in your life. Why are you doing it? Why are you doing this business? To better yourself. Every time you want to go to the next level, get a little bit better, there's a sacrifice. There's a commitment that's required. And it's going to hurt a little bit because when you start, you're going to fail. That's fuel. Use it, right? Focus on it. Make the part-time commitment. I'm going to work, 2 hours a week. That's a part-time commitment with full-time effort. Work. Fail. Move forward. Use it as fuel when you're starting out, right? I've had different fuels throughout my entire life. David, you're not smart enough. David, you'll go broke if you go here. David, you're never going to make it in business, etc. We all have it, right? That's fuel. Use it, right? I used to use those types of things to get me going, which I still do. I have a big ego. I'm not afraid to admit it, but I use certain things that help get me going. I try to enrich, helps me with keeping things in perspective, right? Now, you know what my biggest fuel is? Chasing my purpose, my passion, and my potential. When I was playing baseball at Georgia, I had the opportunity to come back and play my fifth year, and I didn't do it. I realized I wasn't going to be a Major League Baseball player. At the time, it crushed me. Everything I ever dreamed of, everything I ever wanted to do my whole life in front of me, I saw it not being the same. I opted to not play my fifth year, right? One of the most painful and biggest regrets of my life because in my mind, I quit. And I really struggled with that for a long time. It still eats me up to this day. But now I use it as my fuel. I have a recurring dream. Very often, almost every week, about that, about quitting, about not giving everything I had, because it's always going to be in the back of my mind, what if, right? But I intentionally go in and feel it because I never want to feel it again. That's fuel. I wake up, I see my wife, I see my kids. That is absolute fuel. When I die, whenever that time comes, I hope when I close my eyes, not I hope, I know, because this is my fuel is, I want to know, like Rich said, I gave it my absolute best to tap out at my potential. I want to reach it. I will never stop trying to achieve it, and that's what's so special about everybody in here, this community. You're on the call. You're a part of that unique 1%. Now we're going to learn from one another. Energy. Fuel, it's driving us. It doesn't matter what you choose to start with. 1 hour a week, 1 day a week, 5 days a week, six-figure earner, $250,000 earner. Step one, commit. Step two, all in during that time frame in which you want to do it. And know and understand what your fuel is. If you're struggling financially, use it. Right? If you want to better yourself because you don't like your job, use it. Put a timeline on it. Create urgency. Take action. Fail. Forward. And then use it, people in this community, because we all have the same dreams, the aspirations. We want to be better. We want to leave a legacy. Everybody wants to be remembered. Be that person. Help people. By doing this business, you're not only helping you and your family. More importantly, you're helping the customer. And the better you are, the more people you help. Just imagine, what if you, in the next 10 years, helped 1,000 people, right? That's 1,000 people who just received a death benefit that would not have without you, right? It's changing things. So I know I've run over here. Rich, amazing. Great job, everybody. And let me challenge you, like Rich just said, make a commitment to what you want to do. That's the challenge. Take something from this call, first and foremost, and implement it immediately. And then we challenge you to just make your commitment. What is it? Is it, I'm going to buy my dollar leads, $4, whatever it is. Your commitment is directly tied to your finances. Hold yourself accountable, and let's go out there and make our dreams become reality, and then keep dreaming bigger. Thanks, Rich.